My name is Benjamin Vo. I lead and play in the Benjamin Vo Blues Band. I started playing at 10, like seriously. You know, I never really saw myself as a singer, but around like 22, I was in a band. At a certain point, we're like, are we just gonna do instrumentals all the time, or is someone gonna sing here? And you know, no one wanted to sing. I was just like, all right, well, I guess I'll do it, and I'll stumble through it here.
I've been lying here, spending my days. I don't know what day it is. They all feel the same.
Normally when we have bands in here, we set up headphone mixers and everyone kind of listens through headphones, but it seemed like it was important to you to be in the room, like in the same space, sort of sonically as everyone else.
I just feel disconnected with the headphones on.
Yeah.
When I'm sitting in the room, the amps in the corner of the room, or you hear the sound interacting with the room and vibrating with the walls and the floor. And when you play like a loud note, or you play like a more aggressive phrase or something, it's kind of nice to hear like everything reacting, like the room vibrating a little bit more as you do that, or,
right,
you know.
But maybe I will leave this bed of mine and see you one more time.
How would you describe your style of blues?
We do have like a mix of things ourselves. I do definitely fall into like the B.B. King school of style. I love Peter Green. You know, those two guys are probably like my top favorites. Lonnie Johnson is another recent favorite of mine too. Francois and I both are lovers of Claude Debussy, the composer. Yeah. I just love his piano compositions and the dreaminess in them. I wouldn't say, I love classical or anything.
Yeah, okay.
But it was, I can try to take some of his feeling and put it in like a blues song or something. Even just phrasing, and I'm all about the mood and the feeling in a lot of our songs, you know. It's more about that than even like the notes sometimes. Like even all the space in between, you know, that's really important.
Speaking of space in between, the one you did, Looking for My Baby, I mean, to me, it sounds like there's so much space in there and it's so slow that, is it tough to do something that slow?
When I kind of put that song together, I just naturally, that's how it kind of sounded to me in my head. And,
yeah.
And that's basically the main reason for that song, is for those big pockets of spaces.
Mm-hmm. All those hits have even more emphasis because you're just kind of surrounded by so much space. Yeah.
I like the idea of... you know, if you play not enough, it kind of makes the person want more, kind of thing.
The blues is all I'm feeling. Oh, ever since my baby went away.
For WITF Music, I'm Joe Ulrich.